Let's fucking go. Everyone is obsessed with having your quote unquote shit together. What the fuck does this even mean? Hello, welcome back to Human. My name is Jess. I'm so excited to be here. I miss recording. Let's get right into it. We always start our episodes with a TMI story, and that originated from Poo Talk, so I kind of use that label interchangeably, Poo Talk, TMI, because so often I am talking about shit, but I didn't want to just have this opener segment be exclusive to poop. I also want to talk about periods and throwing up and all the gross things that we go through as humans that remind us that we are not perfect and we don't need to have our literal shit together. So let me just tell you about my day yesterday, because as I mentioned in my first episode of 2024, I'm doing a ton of interviews for a different podcast that is not live yet. And I would like to think that I would not get nervous anymore because I've been doing Human to Human since 2020. I've been doing a bunch of interviews with therapists. And so I would like to think, like, you know, you're comfy, cozy, good to go. But physically, my body's not comfy, cozy, good to go. I will mentally feel okay. Honestly, a nervous symptom for me is actually kind of dreading the recording, which sucks. I want to talk to my therapist about that maybe a little bit. We have another session booked, don't worry. So emotionally, I think I'm fine. And I'm like, yeah, I know what to do. I know how to set up the equipment. I know how to guide the conversation. All good. But my poos, we're so expected to have our shit together. And yet, it's so normal for our bodies to get nervous. I am, you know, and the reason I think I was the most nervous for this interview I was doing yesterday was because I was going to a brand new therapy office that I'd never been at. I had to drive all the way to Guelph, so I had a long drive ahead of me. It was about an hour, and then I had no idea how to get into the building. I had keys, but I didn't know which key worked for what door. So there's just a lot of things that I like wasn't, you know, not that I wasn't prepared for it. I was absolutely prepared, but I just didn't know what it would look like. And I didn't know how to like visualize how it would all unfold. Everything ended up being great, but our bodies give us signs for when we're feeling good and when we're not feeling good. And I just try to remind myself, like, Jess, it's normal. If you are feeling nervous, like you're having to talk to a brand new human being that you don't know, you're having to guide an entire conversation, you're having to make sure that every single goddamn fucking piece of equipment that's going on is working. And so we're human and this shit happens. Ugh, love all the shit innuendos today. Having your shit together is honestly an illusion. If we think about our society, if we think about goddamn social media, we are seeing people's best parts of their life and like blah, blah, blah. We've all heard that before. But if you think about it, we are seeing these beautiful homes. We're seeing people achieve incredible goals in their life, whether that be getting engaged or having kids, which is, you know, a status symbol of, oh, they know what they're doing. Their life is together. Or someone graduating school. Oh my God, they have it all figured out. They got that job locked down. Look at their LinkedIn profile. When in reality, you don't know what that person's emotionally going through. And the perfect phase of life to put ourselves in the shoes of, or maybe you're literally living right now, is that transition once you graduate school. Because I'm in my early 20s, so that's what I'm going through. And I started to think about, like, when I was 18, what was I thinking? What was I feeling? What did I need to know? And it was that I didn't have to know. The thing I needed to know is that I did not have to know. It's so hard because you're going to all these family gatherings or you're talking to your friends or there's just constant conversation around what is next, what's up for you. And this could be true also, not just for when you finish school, but when you're in your 30s and maybe you're going through a divorce, or maybe you're in your late 20s and you're about to get married, or maybe you're on the older side and you're about to retire and you have no idea what's in front of you. And these transition periods just make that louder. At the end of the day, we never really know what's in front of us. Everything is uncertain all of the time. But these transition periods make it really, really just present in our life. And it's so easy to look towards other people and be like, oh my God, they have their shit together. And I have had people say that about me because I've been doing this podcast for a couple years. And like, seemingly, you know, it looks like I have my career shit together. But the reality is that, like, I was pooping 10 minutes before I had to interview an adult yesterday. And like, I get it, I'm an adult, but like, I'm also trying to not make it seem like I'm 22, soon to be 23. It's Pisces season, bitches. And I'm trying to like make it seem like I'm older than I am, which I should catch myself and not do that, because that's something I've done for like my whole life. But let's just like absorb for a second that there are so many pressures being put on us, and so it's not necessarily our fault when we're like, what am I supposed to do? What am I supposed to do? I don't know. And the fun thing is, not knowing is actually like, you could take it as a good thing and you could take it as a bad thing. And I remember years ago when I was chatting with my therapist about the uncertainties of life, we kind of flipped the script from that anxiety POV to this, I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know what's going to happen. And there can be freedom in that. And maybe you're like, bitch, what? Don't worry, we have more to get into. But there can actually be freedom in not knowing what's next. I was reflecting on the different transition periods in my life before sitting down to record this. And the summer going into grade 9, when I was transitioning from middle school to high school, that is one of the most memorable summers of my life. I just felt more carefree, and there was so much ahead of me that I was really looking forward to. Of course, there were nerves, but I just spent so much time having fun that summer. And then I thought about another summer that's really memorable for me, and that's my summer after high school, before I went into university. I traveled that summer. I just got out of a relationship, so that was my first... Oh my God, what the fuck? The power just went out.
What just happened?
Should I just keep going? Is the universe telling me to like shut the fuck up? I'm like just sitting here waiting for it to come back on, but I don't think it's gonna come back on. Okay, that was fucking hilarious. The lights are back on. We're good to go. We're back in business. So the summer, the summer I turned pretty. I don't. This is not the summer I turned. Maybe it was. It was the summer I was like flourishing into a woman. The summer after grade 12, going into university. Yes. I was single, and it was such a memorable summer because I think there's just so much excitement ahead, and it was such a good time. And now when I think about the summer I just had, the first summer after graduating university, yes, there was stress. Yes, there was anxiety. Yes, there was uncertainty. Yes, there was like self-doubt. But at the same time, I had fun. And I just want to normalize something really quick, because I have a friend who just graduated in December and is going through this like, what is my next step? And first of all, it is so normal to take time off. It is so good for our mind, soul, and bodies if we have the privilege and we can financially afford to take time off. When I finished school in April, I took 2 months, and I don't really consider it off, but I was just focusing my energy on the podcast. And for her right now, it's, I think she's in her second month now of just thinking and experimenting and interviewing for different jobs and just allowing herself to like figure out what she wants. And there's also this feeling of, I just want to work. Oh, hold on. There's one light that didn't turn back on. I just want to work at a coffee shop or be a server or do something that's just very different than what your degree could potentially like lead you into. And she's like, but I can't. Like, my parents just supported me for 4 years and helped me pay for this degree. And I was in the exact same boat, but I just knew I needed to do something that once I got into my full-time career, I don't think I would ever do. And that was work at a spa and also serve alcohol and be kind of a bartender, but in this different way where I was working outside the whole time. And I would never regret that, because it was such a fun experience. And having just gone to the cottage for family day weekend, my boyfriend and I went back to the spa and got to enjoy one of the saunas there. And then we went to the brewery that's next door and we ate a bunch of food and I saw the owner and we like talked for a little bit. And I just feel so much joy that I did that, that I put myself out there and I got a job that no one understood. I went to a family gathering in the summer and talked to an uncle of mine. And he was like, okay, so like, what are you actually doing with your life? Like, people were questioning me and people were like, why the fuck did you just work for 4 years and now you're work for 4 years to get a degree and now you're working at a spa that like anyone could work at? And it's because I needed fucking time and I needed just space from thinking really, really hard. And I wanted to do something different. And I wanted to live at the cottage for a summer and just be and exist as me and have a transition between what was next instead of jumping right into my career. And you can always change your mind. And that's the thing. I think we get so caught up in like, this decision I make, it's like the decision and I need to like stick with it. And it's like, you can change your mind. You can quit your job and go do something else. My brother graduated school and then he had like 3 weeks before he started his full-time job. And he was like, fuck it, I'm going to go travel. And he caught the travel bug. And he worked at his full-time job, office cubicle vibes. And he did it. He was in a small town and he was just like doing the full-time adulting thing. But after about a year and a half, he quit and he's been traveling since August now. And when he comes back, he's like, I don't know, maybe I'll work at the spa at the cottage. Like, he is deciding what's next for him. And obviously, I'm sure he feels pressure, but he's also enjoying the fuck out of his life right now because he's doing something unconventional and he's doing something that some people don't understand. Some people overly understand and they're like, Jessica, why aren't you doing that? And I'm like, shut the fuck up. But with all of this, with all this pressure, you can change your mind. You can gather information from the decision that you make and then be like, okay, this is data and now I'm going to pivot. And you're never going to know what you like until you try things, until you explore things. And this is something my therapist and I actually realized in my last session. If you listened to last week's episode, you'll know that I booked a therapy session. I think I've had a few since then because I haven't posted in a couple weeks. And something I was really absorbing through our session together was that, like, I like to explore things. And that's a good thing. And sometimes I feel all this, you know, negativity around it because I'm like, Jess, you send yourself in this whirlwind of emotion when you're like envisioning what this area of your life might look like and you're exploring what these different things could be. And do you want to move out? Do you want to move here? Do you want to do this? Do you want to do that? And I send myself in this, like, you know, a bit of emotional roller coaster. But at the end of the day, as long as I can sit back and be like, oh, I explored that and I'm so glad I explored it. And now I feel good about the decision I made, whether that be the decision to stay the same and stay where I am or the decision to try something else. And I have this trait. I was going to call it a toxic trait. That's up to you if it's toxic, where I can talk myself into anything. And it's very negative when it comes to moving out. People get like beer goggles and then they'll like hook up with someone who like they wouldn't hook up with if they were sober. I get moving out goggles. So I get like super fucking excited about the change of moving into a different home. Such a dramatic thing to get excited about because that is literally the most big deal thing you could do to change your circumstances. And so I will fall down a rabbit hole of turning red flags into green flags. And so I love my BF because Josh called me out on it recently while I was exploring a living situation. And then when I talked to my therapist recently, I was like, no, I'm so glad I explored that. And I'm so glad he called me out. I'm still so glad about that. And I'm so glad that I like let my mind wander into what could be. Because when we're trying to picture ourselves in a situation, we're really just being like, okay, this is how I might feel. And this is what it could be like. And at the end of the day, you don't know till you're in it. But this specific living situation, I could compare it to other experiences I'd been in other houses. And I thought about how I felt when I was in those situations. And I was like, okay, I can get kind of a grasp on how this would go. And if I'm going to be real with myself, it's not the right fit. And that's totally fine. But it's so important to allow your mind to wander and explore and go to different areas of potential opportunity that like your parents might not agree with and your friends might not agree with or your family members might not agree with. And that's stressful. But at the same time, if you're just exploring it in your own mind, you don't have to tell anyone. Okay? You can just like let your mind go there. And not everyone's going to agree with your lifestyle all the time. And of course, that's a privilege to be able to do something against the grain because, you know, you might have someone financially supporting you and that comes with strings. When someone is, you know, giving you money, there are strings attached to that. Let's get into some things that really help me because there are some things that have helped me when I feel really overwhelmed by not knowing what's next. The first thing is obviously trying to reassure myself that I am not supposed to know. I don't have to know. I don't need to know everything. I also try and remind myself of my age. I'm like, you're a young gal. You're only just stepping into adulthood. You're not supposed to have everything fucking figured out. How boring. How goddamn boring would life would be if we had everything figured out. That's why 5-year plans are bullshit. You can set goals for sure. But imagine how boring life would be if you just like, we're like, okay, oh yeah, now we're entering March. And March means I'm 7 months away from moving out. It's like, yeah, I have a gauge of when I want to move out of my parents' house. But like, I don't fucking know. I want to be open to the universe showing the fuck up for me and being like, this is what you're meant to have right now. And everyone believes in something different. And I was saying to a friend recently, I was like, sometimes I just, this idea gives me ease. This idea helps me feel relieved. Other people may totally, it may not work for you. I like to, because I'm controlling. I love to control things, and I'm working with my therapist on that. And so when I think about the universe already having a plan for me, and maybe you're believing in God, and maybe you believe God has a plan for you, then I can just like relax and just know that like, this is so much bigger than me. And I think I have all this control, but really the universe is just going to bring into my life what I'm meant to have and when I'm meant to have it. And so I just like to think bigger picture. We're just these fucking pawns being moved around and played in this bigger game called life. And we like to think we have all this control, but in reality, we are going to be given the opportunities when we are meant to have them. And then I was talking to a friend and she was like, I don't like to believe in that, because she's like, I very strongly believe in free will and our ability to choose. And I was like, respect, go girl. Like, everyone has their different POV. And for me, I think just believing in something bigger than myself helps me be like, you're not going to miss it. It's not going to pass you by. It's just not. What's meant to be mine will literally be shoved in my face. And it happened a couple days ago where I was thinking about this living situation, and then thinking about this opportunity came up to go on a trip, which I'm going on. I'm so excited. And just thinking about the way things progressed throughout my one singular day, it was some universe shit. It was some bigger timing shit where everything just stacked of like, I was going to book something for my birthday, but then it wasn't open to book yet, so I didn't book it. And then my grandma presented this opportunity to go on a trip with her for my birthday. So I'm like, oh my God, I wasn't meant to text my friends and be like, hey, everyone book this class, because now I might not be here for my birthday. And then I was overwhelmed because I'm like, oh my God, I might be going on a trip, but I'm exploring this living situation. And then I hung out with a friend and she was like, I'm thinking about traveling because I work remotely and I can travel. And I'm like, oh my God, I've always wanted to do that, but I feel overwhelmed doing it alone. Maybe I'll go with you. And then suddenly I'm like, but this living situation, am I going to move out? And then suddenly that friend texted me and was like, hey, looks like it's not going to work out. There's this detail that I didn't know was a part of the process, so don't worry about coming to look at the place. And then I was like, what the actual fuck? The universe just decided everything for me in the exact order it was meant to be decided in. My jaw is dropped. If you're not watching this video version, my jaw dropped. Oh, that hurts my jaw. I'm going to the physio in like an hour to get that figured out. And I am just so relieved. And so when I just get so fucking stressed out about something and then suddenly it just is decided for me, I'm like, Jess, you literally didn't have to worry about that, because the decision is now boom, chicka, boom, chicka, wah, wah, changed. It's made. There's been a lot of things I've been like, you know, pondering on, and clearly with this topic of you don't need to know what the fuck you're doing with your life because it will work itself out. Trust me. What's meant to be will be, bitch. You can just let go. Even though we think when we let go, everything's going to crumble. And I was talking to my old therapist the other day and was like, wow, if I let go and something crumbles, it was meant to crumble. It makes me think of this like oracle card I pulled that literally said, allow what's meant to crumble. It said something like that. And I was in this living situation that was really not good for me emotionally and mentally. And I was like, whoa, maybe this is meant to crumble. And I want to talk about friendships, and I'm going to make a new episode on that. So subscribe so you don't miss it, because I just have some ideas already written down to talk about friendships. And so this episode's really bringing some of that up for me already. So tune in soon. I love making these episodes, and I'm really trying to prioritize, you know, just setting aside 2 hours in my schedule once a week to still record, because this is like my soul's desire. Oh my God, am I getting like more and more woo-woo? I actually am. I was talking to a good friend of mine who is like my boyfriend's best friend, and he was like, "You're such a wellness." He didn't say it like this. This is so not how he would word it, but this is how I would word it. He's like, "You're such a wellness girly." And I'm like, "You know what, sir? I used to not identify with the wellness girly like vibe, especially because the wellness girly vibe on Instagram is literally just like aesthetic and like drinking my green smoothie and like I meditate every morning and like I don't do that fucking shit. It's not the aesthetics for me, but it is the lifestyle for me. I did not realize how much I talk like a Gen Z until I sat down here. And I think I've just been like, now that I have a full-time job, having to be so professional and like not talk like a Gen Z. And so it's just like so fun to like shoot the shit right now with you. So love ya. Glad you're listening. And yeah, so I am just like leading into this like wellness part of me that I think I never identified with before, because I grew up being the pickiest eater. I ate like shit. I never liked eating a vegetable. I had chicken burgers all the time, breaded ass chicken burgers. But now it's like, you know, I've changed a lot, and I think I'm starting to like allow myself to live into that and accept that and like embrace that. And like I cold plunge all the time and it feels so good. I am in year 4 of podcasting, but year 4 of therapy, which is fucking wild. Still with the same therapist. And if you remember, if you're a real OG, I think this was like a year ago, I was trying out a different therapist. Fuck, that's another thing I need to talk about in the friendship episode, because I'll talk about why I tried out different therapists. But anyway, my girl, I'm not going to tell you her name, but she is the best. We'll call her Sarah. We'll call her Sarah. Sarah's the best. Okay, we don't need to call her Sarah. Let's move on. The last thing that really, 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 really helps me when I am just feeling really stressed, not knowing what to do, is listening to my body. And that might not sound good, especially if you're riddled with anxiety. So go take a cold plunge. Go take a cold shower. Like, trust me, it'll help with your fucking anxiety. It will, like, pump out some adrenaline and bring you back to, like, a regulated nervous system state. But when I am trying to make a big decision, my therapist just taught me that my body knows the answers before I consciously know the answers. So she's like, go for a walk, go for a run, move your body, dance, because physically, if I'm start exerting myself, it'll start to like send that information to my brain. She didn't like word it like this, but this is how I'm wording it. It will like send that information to my brain, and then I will consciously start to understand what's happening. Because I just, you know, your body traps emotions and feelings, and your body truly knows best. I need to read that book that's all about your body knowing best. But your body really does know what the fuck is up. And so I am trying to like stay in tune with my body as much as I can and strengthen that mind-body connection. And so last time I released an episode, I actually spoke about seeking a therapy session, booking a therapy session. And I've realized since then that I'm so proud of myself for doing that, because it's so hard to ask for help. And sometimes you seek validation from other people to either tell you you do need help or tell you you don't need help. And so at the beginning of 2024, I was struggling and had been struggling for a little bit. And I was doing all the things that I knew helped me. I was going to yoga. I was making sure I was seeing friends. I was having me time. I was really trying to take care of myself. But I still was really, really struggling to make decisions, struggling to just like exist in my day-to-day life, feeling this urge to just escape. And so I was like, okay, I've tried every fucking thing I know how to do to solve this problem, and I can't solve it. So I'm going to reach out to my homegirl. And she's like, good on you for doing that, because your mind-body connection is strong. And so you can tell when everything you're doing isn't working. So yes, good job, Jess. Because I've gone to therapy and done a lot of this work for a really long time, which also, it's okay if you've never gone to therapy. Like, I just want to say that, because this podcast is so rooted in me like sharing my therapy realizations with you. And I started it because I started therapy and was like, I need to put these thoughts in the world. But it's okay if you've never gone, because not everyone, I don't know if it's like not everyone's meant to go. I feel like everyone can get something out of it, but it's also hard to find the right one for you, the right therapist for you specifically, which details coming soon about how to find the right therapist. That's like this greater mission that I'm working on with my full-time job, which is really cool. it takes time to be ready to dive into that kind of stuff and want to work on yourself and want to get help in that way. And it's hard to ask for help. And some people will be like, I know everything going on, I'm fine. But it's like the perspective your therapist can give you is so different than what your friends know or your family know. But if you're not ready and you don't want to do it, it's okay to not do it, because therapy is literally like you get what you give. As vulnerable as you're able to go, you're going to gain more out of it. And so if you don't want to go deep and you don't feel like your body even will let you do that and it's not ready to open up like that, then that's okay. You will know if you listen to your body signs, you will know when you're ready to do that, if you're ready to do that. But a tool that's actually sort of started coming about in my day-to-day life once in a while when I'm struggling to make a decision and I really don't know what is the right answer. First of all, my body fucking knows the answer. So we just have to shut the fuck up in our brain and start to get in tune with our body. Go for a walk, go for a hike, go watch a sunrise, go to a concert, go experience awe and art and the beauty of living, because that will just give so much perspective. But also a simple way that I've started to be like, okay, what do I really want? Is I think if I had a session with my therapist right now, what would the outcome be? And I've spoken to her for long enough and I've gotten to know her for long enough and I've gotten to know how our sessions progress long enough that I'm like, she's like, and she said this to me, she's like, you can get yourself there. You just need to like talk it out loud. And like, she's like, I just ask you weird questions. And so, and she holds this container in this space for me to be able to open up and, you know, really share my full feelings. So she's like, you can do this on your own too. And I have tried and it's so cool. So with the living situation of like, do I want to stay with my parents? Do I want to move out? Do I want to move into this potential opportunity house that I had presented to me? I sat with myself and I was like, Jess, if you had a session with her, what would come out of it? And oftentimes, what comes out of my sessions with my therapist is the exact answer that I don't want. It's the hard choice. It's the less exciting choice. And so I sat with myself and I was like, I'm not meant to move out. Not yet. I'm meant to live with my parents right now. And like, boring. Oh my God, who wants that fucking answer? Like, lame. Because I want the excitement. Sometimes our brains just want the chaos. I want to like daydream about moving out and moving all my shit and starting this brand new life. And so coming to the conclusion of like, I'm going to say no to this and stay the exact same in this home. But I didn't stay the same. You know, that decision changed me. I'm like, I don't want to make that choice. And so I like put myself in the shoes of like, if I talk this through with my therapist, what would come out of it? And that's what would come out of it. Me being like, I'm going to stay the same. And that's the harder choice. That's the less exciting choice. And same goes with a lot of friendship things I've gone through, which we'll talk about soon. I just want to dive right into it, but we'll talk about that in another episode, is talking to my therapist and being like, I'm struggling with this friend, blah, blah, blah. And the answer you don't want is obviously to leave a friendship. That is the hardest fucking answer to have. To come to. So that's another example when I've gone into session and been like, fine, I know this is the hardest answer, but we're here. We're here and we're honoring ourselves and we're doing the best we can. Let's just finish off with that. You're doing the best you can. You are working with what you have and what you got and what you know all right now, and you don't know what you don't know. So make a choice and listen to what your body says. And you can just consciously make a choice in your brain and then go for a run and then see what your body says. Like, you don't need to like tell everyone you made a choice, but your body will tell you what's up. And you don't know until you live it. So explore it. Try to stay as aligned with who you are and what your needs are at the end of the day, because your life matters. What you want matters. Trying to please anyone else is not actually going to bring us joy. Trust me. I heard my dad telling a family member recently about parts of my job, and I was like, Jess, like this thing, like your dad's finally telling other people about your job. I've heard him for years tell people about my brother's job. So I'm like, feel, how do you feel? Feel good. And I was like, I'm like, okay, cool. Like, that's kind of crazy. I'm that kid now that my dad's talking about like that. But it's at the end of the day, it was whatever, because it's about how I feel about it, not about how my dad feels about it. So that's complex. That is just like skimming the surface of some way deeper shit going on. And I know that's like specific to my experience and is probably extremely different from your experience with your parents and your job and blah, 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 blah. But thank you for listening. I just love doing this so much. I also love not having a mic stand for this recording. I feel like I've just been like moving my body all over the place and it feels so freaking good. And it just means so much to me that you listen and you tune in and you give a fuck about what I have to say. And I would love to answer any of your questions. You can submit a question. It's completely anonymous. The link in the show notes is there. And you can also tell me a TMI story. Tell me a weird poo story because I want to share it on the pod and be able to laugh with you and not just talk about my own poo coming out of my own bum. And if you have submitted a question, I will get to it. I'm very excited about answering any of the questions that have been submitted. And I just try and make sure that the question that I'm answering is relevant to the overall topic of the episode. So it might take some time, but I love you. I appreciate you. Stay tuned for more episodes coming soon. And in the meantime, I'm posting on my TikTok and my Instagram at HumanTeamandPod. And just trust yourself. You can trust it. You can do it. You can do it. You can trust yourself. Okay, I'll talk to you soon. Love you. Bye.